Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Me Talk Pretty One Day is a collection of humorous essays by David Sedaris, first published in 2000 and widely read as one of his signature works of nonfiction humor. The book draws heavily on Sedaris's experiences in Paris, especially his effort to learn French as an adult, and uses that struggle as a framework for broader observations about embarrassment, language, family life, and the odd habits of everyday people. Rather than building a single continuous narrative, the book moves through separate essays that combine memoir, satire, and self-deprecating comedy. Sedaris's purpose is not to teach French or present a conventional travel memoir, but to turn awkward, frustrating, and sometimes painful experiences into sharply observed comic writing. The result is a book that is accessible to general readers while still rewarding close attention to its irony, tonal control, and social insight. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning French as an adult becomes a comic study in humiliation and persistence. The title essay and several related pieces center on Sedaris's move to Paris and his attempt to learn French later in life. This material is more than a simple language learning anecdote. It becomes a study of how adults absorb embarrassment when they are placed in situations where they cannot rely on competence or social ease. Sedaris repeatedly shows that language classes are not just educational spaces but emotionally charged ones, where the student feels visible, exposed, and powerless. The comedy comes from this imbalance, especially when his mistakes are met with severe correction. At the same time, the essay does not reduce learning to a joke. It recognizes that persistence often requires accepting public failure, misunderstanding, and repetition. That gives the piece a practical dimension. It captures the psychological reality of learning a language in a foreign environment more honestly than many instructional accounts do. The essay works because the humor is inseparable from the discomfort, and the discomfort makes the humor sharper rather than softer. Secondly, family life supplies the book with its sharpest recurring source of character-based humor. A major strength of the collection is the way Sedaris mines family relationships for distinctive voices, behaviors, and conflicts, without turning them into sentimental memoir. Several essays depend on how family members speak, react, and misunderstand one another, especially in pieces about his brother and his parents. The humor comes from precision Sedaris notices habits of speech, emotional distance, and domestic absurdity in ways that make ordinary family life feel both familiar and strange. This matters because the book does not treat family as a safe source of nostalgia. Instead, it presents family as a place where identity is constantly negotiated through irritation, affection, and performance. The result is often funny, but it also reveals how families preserve their own private logic, one that outsiders would find baffling. Sedaris uses that logic to build essays that are observational rather than plot-driven. Readers who enjoy social comedy will recognize that the family sections work because they are specific enough to feel true while also exaggerated enough to expose the comic structure already present in everyday domestic life. Thirdly, Sedaris turns social irritation into satire of modern manners and public absurdity. Several essays move beyond personal anecdote to mock the petty frustrations of contemporary life, especially in restaurants, public service settings, and casual consumer encounters. Sedaris has a talent for identifying situations that are technically ordinary but emotionally disproportionate, such as over-designed meals, odd service behavior, or people whose appearance and manner suggest a hidden joke about social performance. What makes these passages effective is that they do not simply complain. They elevate small annoyances into satirical scenes that expose the absurdity of manners, taste, and status. The book often suggests that modern life is full of rituals that claim refinement while producing confusion or irritation. Sedaris is especially alert to the gap between presentation and substance, whether the setting is a restaurant, a classroom, or a public space. This gives the collection a wider social reach than a typical personal essay book. It is not only about the author's private experiences. It also critiques the awkward etiquette of contemporary urban life and the ways people perform sophistication while remaining fundamentally ridiculous. Fourthly, the book's voice depends on a balance of self-mockery, control, and precise comic timing. One reason Me Talk Pretty One Day stands out is Sedaris's narrative voice, which combines self-deprecation with a highly controlled sense of timing. He often makes himself the butt of the joke, but not in a way that weakens the writing. Instead, the self-mockery creates credibility, because the reader trusts an essayist who is willing to expose his own incompetence, vanity, or discomfort. This voice also allows the book to shift quickly between pain and amusement, without losing coherence. Sedaris can describe an insulting teacher, a humiliating misunderstanding, or a family annoyance, and still preserve a tone that feels measured rather than chaotic. That control matters because it distinguishes the essays from casual anecdote. The writing relies on rhythm, surprise, and tonal reversal, all of which are central to essayistic humor. The book is therefore useful for understanding how comic nonfiction works at the sentence level. It shows that humor is not only about subject matter, but also about how perspective is arranged, how detail is selected, and how the narrator's apparent vulnerability is shaped into a polished literary effect. Lastly, its episodic structure shows how personal essays can combine memoir, satire, and cultural observation. Me Talk Pretty One Day is not a novel and does not depend on a single sustained plot. Instead, it uses the essay form to move across different moments in Sidaris's life, linking them through voice, attitude, and recurring concerns. That structure is important because it lets the book shift from language school to family recollection to social satire without forcing those materials into own rigid narrative. Each essay functions as a self-contained comic unit, but the collection also builds a recognizable portrait of the author and his worldview. This makes the book a good example of how modern personal essays can be both intimate and fragmented. The lack of a conventional storyline may disappoint readers looking for a memoir with a clear arc, yet the episodic form is exactly what allows Sidaris to be agile and varied. He can sharpen one observation, leave it behind, and move to another without over-explaining the connection. As a result, the book demonstrates the flexibility of literary humor. It can register private memory, cultural displacement, and social critique in separate pieces that still feel organically related. In conclusion, Me Talk Pretty One Day is best suited to readers who enjoy personal essays, literary humor, and nonfiction that finds insight through embarrassment rather than inspiration. It will appeal to people interested in language learning, expatriate experience, family dynamics, and social satire, especially readers who appreciate writing that is both sharply observed and openly self-critical. The book offers practical value not as a guide to French, but as a lucid account of how adults cope with incompetence, cultural dislocation, and the discomfort of being corrected in public. Its intellectual value lies in how it turns small events into studies of communication, class, and social performance. Compared with many essay collections, it stands out for the consistency of its voice and the precision of its comic perspective. Sidaris does not depend on broad jokes or exaggerated plot turns. He transforms ordinary frustration into carefully controlled prose that is funny, recognizably human, and often unsentimental. That combination makes the book distinctive within contemporary humor writing and explains why it remains one of his most widely discussed collections. If you would like to support David Sidaris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.